Well, good morning, family. This is Robin from New Jersey. We welcome you on this wonderful Independence Day, possessing our freedom. And what I'm going to do is turn the call over to our host. Are you there?
Good morning. Yes, I am.
Good morning, sis. Take it away.
Good morning, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you. Take it away.
Awesome. Well, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Master's Call. As our Minister Robin has tagged this call, this day, it's Worry-Free Wednesday, and praise God for that. We welcome you to the Master's Call. We are here every Monday through Friday, and you can dial in anytime from 5 a.m. on the West Coast and 8 a.m. on the East Coast. And you understand in the middle of the map, it would be 7. So we are here every morning to praise God. And we just want to make sure that we start our day praising God. And with that, we would also
I am here with you, Minister Benita. As she's saying, we start our day off with prayer, and we end our day with prayer. Right, Minister Benita?
I'm sorry, I was muted out. I'm having a little challenge here, but praise God. So due to that, what I'd like to do right now is I'd like to clear the airway and just open this call up with prayer, so that we can clear this airway. I don't want to have any more challenges to that. I'd like to bring to the line to open us up in prayer. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Good morning. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Benita?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Can you open us up in prayer?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you, sis.
Happy 4th of July to everyone. To God be the glory. Let us bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, Father God, because you allowed for us to be here on this 4th of July, 2012, Father, a day that we have never saw before, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you woke us up, Father God, with a plan and a purpose for our life, Father. I thank you for the position that you have us in, Father God. Even though we may not like it, Father God, we thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for grace and your mercy, Father. And we rebuke the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, and we pray that this call will go forth crystal clear, Father God, that no hindrance and no weapon formed against us will prosper right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We lift our hands up to you, Father God. We lift our heads up to you because you are our shepherd, Father God, and we just thank you for being what you are, Father. We thank you for the founders of the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We pray that you will continue to increase in their lives, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for giving them the vision to form this call, this platform that we are able to call in every Monday through Friday, even on the holidays, Father God, to hear a word from you. We thank you that when we come on this call, we come in unity, in love, and on one accord, Father God. We thank you that you are elevating us to higher and higher heights, Father God, and we thank you, Father God. I pray for each and every person under the sound of my voice. I pray for the Diaz de Leon family, that you would continue to increase their territory in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I pray for each and every person under the sound of my voice that you would continue to do great things in their life, that this day will be a day about fellowship, fireworks, and friendships, Father God, and faith, Father God, and that we will remember that we are the light, Father God. So we bless your holy name. We praise your holy name. We pray that you would Ignite the speaker as they would come this morning. Increase in them as they decrease. Let the word flow uncontaminated in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we will give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name I pray these things. Amen. Back to you, Minister Bonita. Back to you.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. Well, thank you for that opening prayer. As we come to enrich, enhance, and empower the life of believers, you heard that opening prayer from our Minister Tiffany, our songbird. She also covered the Desdillion family that brought us here together on this call via the article, via Artists International, which is a Christian-based company, a health and wellness company. We also want to just make sure that you know that we stand on Psalms 88:13, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. We just want to, as she also said, she all covered Dr. P.K. Roberts and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, that founded this call October 25th, 2010. And to that, I want to just please, as some of you might know, we are in a campaign right now, Fill a Bottle, Save a Life. That would be Fill a Bottle, Save a Life. Pull out your pen, write that down, Fill a Bottle, Save a Life, www.fillabottlesavealife.com, a campaign for one of our own family members, Minister Gwen Beatty. So go to that website and help us out with our campaign. And I want to now bring to the call our very special guest, my very special sister. You are in for a treat this day, this 4th of July day, to hear from Minister Tammy. Minister Tammy was born in South Carolina, Columbia, where she resides with her three lovely daughters, one which is in college. Yes, I said college. But Minister Tammy is one of our beautiful sisters here that you hear on the call very often with a very, very soft, beautiful voice. I love her so. She is a member of her church there in South Carolina. She's a member of the women's ministry. She does a plethora of things, and she is a person to be recognized. She is glowing in God. I see it all over her when I hear her voice. I feel it all over her when I hear her voice. So to that, please buckle up. Prepare yourself for the trip. That's right, the trip, the transforming. You're going to be transformed as you hear this. And you, at the end of this trip, you're going to be a different person. You're going to be processed a different person. So, Minister Tammy, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Bonita. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can, my sister. Please take it away.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good morning, everyone. Happy 4th of July. Thank you, Sister Bonita, for that warm introduction. Thank you so much for your thoughtfulness. Thank you to Minister Robin, my mentor, for spiritually feeding the people and greeting this morning. And thank you, Evangelist Tiffany, for opening up the airways this morning in that strategic prayer aligning the heavens for God's purpose to come forward. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, my mother eagle, for trusting me. And thank you, Dr. PK, for the master's call. God bless each of you, and I continue to pray for you daily. Father, I just want to thank you this morning. Thank you for choosing me. Give me the strength to do your will. Let your people be blessed by the words that you have given me, Father. I am a willing vessel. Use me as you will. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, family, last week I told you that God said, come, get your blessing. Your setback is just a setup for your blessing. Then God said, tell the people, come get your blessing. You have time. God is our Father. He wants to bless us. Do you have time? Last week, I was looking at the time, looking at what I had left to say. It looked like so much to be done in the time that I had in the natural. But God said, look by faith, not by sight. I had more than enough time. Even though he added more work than what I started with, I did have time. I was on time because I did what God asked me to do. Thank you, Jesus. God is so awesome. Who can increase your work and still give you enough time to do it all? He fit it all in the time. When I started to panic, to rush it, God said, slow it down. Take your time. I got you. You have time. I have time? He said, yes, you have time. See, we forget that God doesn't work in Kronos time. He works in Kairos time. He's the creator of time. He can make time stand still. One day is like 10,000 years in God's time. Our text scripture is 2 Peter 3:8-9, New King James Version. Paul writes, but beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God is trying to give you time, but no one knows the day or the hour which the Son shall return, except the Father. Matthew 24:36, New King James Version. See, when we're going through, we get stuck on what's happening around us in the natural, what we see, looking at the clock, watching the time go by, waiting, wondering, when is my blessing coming? When am I coming out of this valley? When is God going to show up? Then we say, oh, he's late. But we lost focus. We stopped moving forward. We got stuck. We stopped praying. We stopped believing. We stopped proclaiming because it looked like we were out of time. Our situation looked impossible. You know, when the bill collectors are calling, saying we have to have payment by today at this time or else, or we have to have payment by tomorrow by this time or else, we feel like we just don't have enough time. Or maybe God is telling you to mentor this person or pick up Sister Sally and give her a ride to church and Sunday school every week. But we say, Lord, I don't have time. Or he says, tell this person about me. I can help them with their situation. And you say, no, I don't have time. I'm late for what I have to do. Or he asks you to pray to him each morning and night before you go to bed. And you say, Lord, I'm so tired, and just fall asleep or don't even get up when he gently calls you in the morning. Oh, but maybe it's just me. When we start to panic, we start to worry. We become anxious and nervous. That's when the devil, the enemy, the accuser of the brethren, comes in to swoop up his prey. When we take our focus off God, we become distracted. That's how the enemy gets us every time. But Jesus teaches us about worry in Matthew 6:31. He says, do not worry then, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing? For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. When it looks like all hope is lost, remember that God is right there. Do not worry or be anxious. Come get your blessing. You have time. David says in Psalm 55:22, cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. The Message translation reads, pile your troubles on God's shoulders. He'll carry your load. He'll help you out. But how? When all hell seems to be breaking loose and you feel like you're running out of time, when everything and everybody around you seems to be going crazy and you can't see how? God says in Isaiah 55:9, my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. We have to get the mind of Christ to understand this. Every day I pray, God, let this mind be in me that is also in Christ Jesus. Philippians 2:5. See, when we take our focus on God, we become distracted. That's how the enemy gets us every time. Boom, I can recall, when you know you should have had the victory, you should have been victorious in something, but you weren't. You didn't listen to that voice in your head. I say it's the Holy Spirit. It's the voice that tries to lead you, but you never listen to him. And then afterwards, you always say, I should have listened. Let me drive down your street for a minute. You know, when the light is yellow and the Holy Spirit says, hold up, stop. And you said, I'm in a hurry. And you got a ticket on the other side of green. Oh, you had time. Or how about when the Holy Spirit said, get off here. And you kept going and ended up in a 3-hour traffic jam. Or when he said, make a left here. And you made a right instead and ran right into an accident. Oh, you had time. Oh, but now let me get personal with it. How about when you were at the club or the bar and the Holy Spirit said, oh, no, don't go home with him. But your flesh said, do it. You can't wait for Boaz. The next week you ended up in the clinic with a burning fire. Or your friend didn't show up the next month. And now you're looking at little Mary or John sideways for 18 years because they look just like him. It's not their fault. Oh, you had time. God said, keep it real. So when we stop and listen to the voice of God, we get in position to do what he called us to do, to receive our blessing, to fulfill our divine purpose. No matter how much work he gives us, it will always seem like too much or it's too hard until we get it done. Then we see, oh, yeah, I did have time. God says, come get your blessing. You have time. God calls us to bless others, but we procrastinate or pretend like we don't have it. But the Bible says in Proverbs 3:27, do not withhold good from those to whom it is due. When it is in your power to do it, do not say to your neighbor, go, come back, and tomorrow I will give it, when you have it with you. When you be good to others, God will be good to you. Now, as believers, we know it is impossible to stop God. But what if God had not sacrificed the lamb? What if Jesus had not stayed away from Lazarus more than 4 days? What if he had not gone back to Mary and Martha at the appointed time? The Lord gave me a book, From the Cross to Pentecost by T.D. Jakes. It blessed me to understand the sacrifice God made for us, and yet we never have time. We miss our blessings when we don't have time. The events of raising Lazarus were timed just right, according to God's purpose, his timetable, his calendar. Oh, my God, I'm so glad Jesus had time. When Jesus learned about Lazarus, all the Jews were at Martha's house consoling her and Mary about the death of their brother. Remember, he had been dead 4 days, and Jesus left when he was ill. He was obedient to go. He didn't say, I don't have time. I can't go because my friend is sick. He was sad that Lazarus was sick. But the Bible says Jesus cried. He knew he had to stay focused, laser focused, and he had to do his father's business. He did have time. While he was gone, Lazarus died, and they wept bitterly. God was still in the midst, but they thought he was sleeping on the job, like Daniel, when he thought the angels did not hear his prayers. For 3 weeks, 21 days, he fasted and prayed for understanding of the vision God had given him. The New American Standard Translation says in Daniel 10:12, the angel said, don't be afraid, Daniel, for from the first day you set your heart on understanding this and humbling yourself before God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia was withstanding me for 21 days. But then, behold, Michael, one of the chief angels, came to help me. Webster's Dictionary says, withstanding means to stand or hold out against, resist or oppose, especially successfully. Sometimes you have to dispatch your angels to do battle over some powerful spiritual demons because they will try to hold up your blessing. The angel said five important things to Daniel. First, you humbled yourself. Second, you prayed to God. Third, because of the first two, God heard you the first time you prayed. And fourth, therefore, he sent an angel to answer you. But five, your answer was delayed because I got held up during the battle on your behalf in the heavens until my help came to relieve me. But Daniel did not give up because his answer was delayed. He prayed and fasted. He turned down his plate for 21 days until he got the answer to his prayer. Oh, but if we would only stop and pray. God says, come get your blessing. You have time. So God heard Daniel. Just as God heard the cries and pain of Mary and Martha, help was on the way. Jesus was off doing the work of his father. So the sisters sent word to him, saying, John 11:3, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. But when Jesus heard this, he said, this sickness is not to end in death, but for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified by it. That's how we know that every disease is not to kill you. But some of us give up as soon as we hear the doctor's report. Oh, but that's yet another message. Hallelujah. The Bible says, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister Mary and Lazarus. But when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he then stayed 2 more days longer in the place where he was. Now Martha's brother was sick, and Jesus was the one casting out devils, restoring sight to the blind, and healing the sick. He was the only one who had the power to heal Lazarus. How many of us would have been like, oh, no, you have to drop everything and come right now. My brother is sick and you can save him. I wiped your feet with my hair and now I need a favor and you can't do this for me? I don't have time for you to stay to give the word to these people. Come on now. You know how we are. When we feel we're out of time, we start to panic, to become anxious. We take our mind off what we should be focused on, the work of the Father, God in heaven. I'm so glad Jesus said, I have time. Say, I have time. In John 11:7, after this, Jesus said to the disciples, let us go to Judea. Let us go to Judea again. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews were just now seeking to stone you, and you are going there again? Jesus wasn't a punk. He wasn't afraid. He knew who had his back. Remember Psalm 23? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The Amplified says in verse 9, Jesus answered them, are there not 12 hours in a day? Anyone who walks about in the daytime does not stumble, but he sees by the light of this world. But if anyone walks about in the night, he does stumble, because there is no light in him. Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go so that I may awaken him out of sleep. He was all about the Father's business, laser-focused, faithful, obedient, and loyal. Jesus had spoken of Lazarus' death to the disciples, but they did not understand that this was not just a nap. In verse 14, the Bible says, then Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him. He was on a mission to fulfill his divine destiny at God's appointed time. When they returned to Bethany, a little ways off from Jerusalem, Martha came and met them. Now Martha said to Jesus, John 11:21, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Jesus said to her, even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Your brother will rise again. Martha said, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Martha said, yes, Lord, I have believed that you are the Christ, the Son of God, even he who comes into the world. So Martha ran and got Mary, and she came quickly, alerting the Jews who had been in Martha's house. So they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to weep. Now then a great crowd gathered. Everyone was weeping, even the Jews that had come with Mary. And Jesus was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. And the Bible says in verse 35, Jesus wept. So they went to the tomb, and Jesus said, remove the stone. Martha said, Lord, by this time there will be a stench, for he has been dead for 4 days. Now somebody had to be obedient and move the stone. Somebody had to have faith that no matter what it looked like in the natural, there was still time. Even when your situation looked impossible, say to yourself, I have time. Then Jesus said in John 11:40, did I not say to you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? Then Jesus prayed, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know that you always hear me. But because of the people standing around, I said it so that they may believe that you sent me. Jesus was saying that, I know I'm in right relationship with you, Father. So whenever I call, you answer. You don't send me the voicemail or hide when I come to the door. In verse 43, when he said these things, then he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. He spoke a thing. Don't miss that. Jesus had power. Power was in his words. Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. And the man who had died came forth, bound in hand and foot with wrappings, and his face was wrapped around with a cloth. Jesus said to them, unbind him and let him go. In verse 45, therefore many of the Jews who had come to Mary and saw what he had done believed in him. But some went to the Pharisees and told the things which Jesus had done. This was the setup for our blessing. You know, there's always a snitch ready to go tell on you to report your business, to tell someone else just to hurt you, just like they did in Nehemiah 6:1. They told Geshem and Sanballat and all of his enemies that he had rebuilt the wall, that no breach remained in it, but at that time, he had not even set up the doors in the gate. But sometimes, that's also in God's plan, to use your enemies' lives to build up the glory of God. In closing, John 11:53, so from that day on, they planned together to kill Jesus. Because of this, this set in motion the crucifixion of Jesus. They, too, were working for the Father's purpose and didn't even know it. God had the time to send his son Jesus to be sacrificed for all of us, to give us freedom from sin. He who the Son sets free is free indeed, John 8:36. And finally, in closing, God is calling. He says, I'm calling your phone, but you keep sending me to voicemail. I'm sending you text messages, but you won't reply. I'm ringing your doorbell, but you won't answer. I'm looking in your window, but you keep closing the blinds. Answer your master's call, family. Come get your blessing. You have time. And finally, reviewing our verse, 2 Peter 3:9 of the Message Bible reads, don't overlook the obvious here, friends. With God, one day is as good as 1,000 years. 1,000 years a day. God isn't late in his promise at some measure lateness. He is restraining himself on account of you, holding back the end, because he doesn't want anyone lost. He's giving everyone space and time to change. Come get your blessing. You have time. Thank you, and I pray this message has been a blessing to all of you. Back to you, Sister Benita.
Good morning. Good morning. My, thank you so much, Minister Tammy, that I have time. I have time. We have time. That was an awesome message on this worry-free Wednesday. To stop complaining. It's not our time. It's God's time. Come get your blessing. Thank you so much for that. Now, if you need to listen to that, as I will when I get off of this line, you can simply dial 712-432-1085 and put in the same PIN. Amen. Now, at this moment, I would like to turn the call over for our closing prayer, and that would be our Minister Robin. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Benita?
Yes, ma'am, I can. Thank you.
Thank you. Awesome word, Minister Tammy. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we come before you on this wonderful day of freedom, this day of independence. And we thank you, Lord, because we know that we have time and we will answer you, Father. Thank you so much, Father. We will come and get our blessing. We will seek you first, Lord, and we will do all the things that you've told us to do. And, Lord, I thank you because you are Jehovah Shammah. You are the Lord that is there. And you told us that we can cast our burdens on you, Yahweh. You're the one that sustains your people, and you'll never let them suffer because you said that in your word in Psalms 55. And, Father, you're the one that guides them, and you satisfy all their needs. And you took sickness away from Evangelist Gwynn and from Mother Josie and Father Weatherspoon. We thank you that they're recovering, Lord. We thank you that Mr. Kemp and Miss Lucille Wilson are getting stronger. We thank you that Minister Willa and Miss Peyton and Beatrice Graham and Dr. Ashbury, Father God, they are totally healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you that Dr. PK and Roger Thomas and Papa Preston are healed and whole, along with Sonia, Father, and Amanda. You are their God, and you are there with them. You are sustaining them. You are strengthening them. You are their healer. So we thank you for that, Lord. And we thank you for being Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of the armies. And you're sovereign over your people, Father. And you said in your word that you're a fair judge. You're a God who is angered by injustice. So we thank you, Father, for the court dates that your children have. And you said vengeance belong to you. So you'll be there for Joni and Amber and Jackie and Tammy and Jackie's son, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the attorney that you've also put in place, Father, Mr. Wilkie. Lord, we thank you for watching over them, protecting them, healing them, delivering them, setting them free in the mighty name of Jesus. And again, Father, thank you for telling us and reminding us that we have time. I thank you for your minister as she spoke your word and she delivered your word, Father, to your people, Lord. And we will not take your word lightly, Father. Fill her to overflowing with more of you, Father, just as she continues to come to you as a child, hungry for you. You said you'll feed those that hunger and thirst for you. So I thank you for feeding her, Father, and filling her to overflowing in the mighty name of Jesus. Back to you, Minister Benita.
Thank you so much, Minister Robin, for that closing prayer. Again, fillabottlesavealife.com. Gwynn Beatty, one of our very own. We know this word has blessed you. Enjoy this worry-free Wednesday, and we look forward to hearing from you tomorrow. Bye-bye for now. This is Benita from New Jersey. Love you all.